With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Trump pardons pro-life activists who were arrested while praying in front of abortion clinic entrances. President Trump previously criticized Biden's Justice Department for pursuing charges against pro-life activists, and he promised the cases would be taken care of immediately. President Trump signs an executive order to declassify records related to high-level assassinations. The order signed Thursday promises to release information on the murders of former President John F. Kennedy, Senator Robert F. Kennedy, and Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Trump said many people have been waiting for decades for this information. Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth passes the final procedural hurdle.
A simple 51-49 majority vote was all it took to get Hegseth past cloture and on his way to confirmation by the GOP-controlled Senate. A vote is expected on Friday. Allegations of past marital infidelity and alcohol problems were enough to switch moderate Republicans Lisa Murkowski and Susan Collins into the no column. Supporters say Hegseth, a decorated war veteran, will help President Trump return the military's focus to keeping America safe and away from woke ideology. Bob Agner reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, House and Senate GOP members are debating a possible bargain with Democrats that would include government funding, California wildfire aid, a debt limit hike, and border security money.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune indicates that he is open to linking everything together in a giant package, but that several options are currently under discussion. Speaker Mike Johnson will continue to hear out Republican members' concerns as they try to strategize a path forward on budget reconciliation, including at next week's House GOP retreat. Oklahoma Congressman Tom Cole and Maine Senator Susan Collins, the GOP's top appropriators, huddled Wednesday to talk about the possibility of a top-line agreement to set the overall totals necessary for fiscal 2025 funding bills. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
This is SRN News. A pro-abortion government website goes dark, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
On the day President Trump took office, reproductive rights.gov disappeared from the Department of Health and Human Services online platform. The site was established during the Biden administration, and it states on its opening page that, quote, abortion is an essential part of your health and well-being. Pro-lifers are cheering the decision by President Trump to get the federal government out of the business of promoting abortion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Trump administration is directing that all federal diversity, equity, and inclusion staff be put on paid leave and that agencies develop plans to lay them off. On his first day in office, the president ordered a sweeping dismantling of the federal government's DEI programs, but some agencies are just renaming them. It's been general nationwide backlash against the DEI regime. This is SRN News. Mortgage rates are dropping for the first time in weeks.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage fell this week to 6.96%. A week ago, it was just above 7%. The modest drop is the first in 6 weeks and reflects a decline in the bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing mortgages. Elevated mortgage rates and rising home prices have kept the U.S. housing market in a deep sales slump. Economists are generally forecasting that the average rate on a 30-year mortgage will remain above 6% this year. I'm Alex Vega.
Annual March for Life will take place at the National Mall today. It begins at 11 a.m. local time with a pre-rally concert and a series of high-profile speakers at noon. The march will begin at 1 with pro-lifers heading from the Washington Monument along Constitution, Pennsylvania, and Independence Avenues before wrapping up in front of the Supreme Court building. More details at srnnews.com.